And you're very welcome back to Lifeline now. I should be joined on the line by Stephen Martin. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you this morning?
Oh, grand, yeah. Thanks very much.
Brilliant. Now, Stephen, you're taking on the Ironman Challenge. For people who don't know anything about this Ironman Challenge, which I probably hadn't had a clue up to when I got this email, can you tell us what it is?
Well, I set up the Marathon Man, the Ironman Challenge there 2 years ago for myself, and it was to raise money for our Make-A-Wish. So basically, it was just you do a marathon and any Ironman event and raise as much money as you can. And it went that well. That I decided I'd chance my arm and see if other people fancied helping me out with it.
Great. So last year was your first year to do this?
Sorry?
Was last year your first year to take this on?
Last year was, yeah. I'd done the Dublin Marathon and Ironman Mallorca.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
So this year you're doing it yourself, but you're looking for people to...
Well, this year, yeah. So far, I signed up for the Barcelona Marathon, which I done in March, and I'm doing Ironman Wales in September.
Right.
But I've also set up a Facebook page, and people have over 500 people now like the page, and through that we've got a lot of people dedicating their races to the Marathon Man, the Ironman Challenge.
Okay.
So we have a few members on the team already.
Great. And the Ironman Challenge itself, how long does it take from start to finish?
I think you're given 18 hours over the day.
Okay.
To get it done. So you swim 3.8 kilometres, I think you cycle 180 kilometres, and then it's a full marathon run at the end.
So you'd want to be in really great shape to take this on, wouldn't you?
Ah, yeah, you've got to train hard already.
So when is this taking place?
Well, my one is in September, but we've got other people now taking on Ironman Copenhagen in August, I think it is. We've got different, there's another lad taking on Wales with me.
Hmm.
A couple of people are doing the Ironman Dublin one as well now, and the Cork City Marathon, the Dublin Marathon, and the Rock and Roll Half Marathon as well.
Very good, but you'd really want to be kind of starting into your training now if you're going to be taking this on in September. Do you have a break within the 18 hours?
No, straight through. You can't stop. You have to keep going.
Go away, really?
You have certain cut-off points as well, so if you don't meet your cut-off points, your race is done. You won't be allowed to finish your run, so if you're not fit enough for it, you're gone, basically.
So you really would want to be, I mean, 18 hours, it's a long time.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
You'd really want to be in top-tip condition, really, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I'm training about 12 to 13 hours a week so far, so... And that's going to go up now as the weeks get closer to the event as well.
So do you think people who are listening this morning would like to take part in this, like if they've never done anything like this before, would they be able for it?
I opened the challenge up to a half marathon as well, or a half Ironman event as well. So you'd be still part of the team if you jumped on. And unless you're a sadist like myself, you wouldn't have to do the two events. You can just do the one event.
Mm.
So... We've a couple of people doing just the half marathons and half Ironman events as well. So,
all right. And are you looking for both? Are you looking for both men and women, or is it just men?
Oh yeah, we have both men and women have signed up. I think we've got more women than men actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair play. And so, is it a particular age group? Do you have to be over 18?
You have to be over 18 to enter the majority of the races anyway. So, especially an Ironman event. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I suppose to take on anything like this, you'd really want to get a good checkup from your doctor first. That's what I did before. Yeah.
I got started. Well, before my first Ironman event, so you have to get a checkup, make sure everything's working all right.
Yeah. And you've completed, like your first one was last year, you completed that no problem. Were you in bits after
it? It was tough now. I got in now. I went off to Mallorca thinking I would be racing in the sun. But the morning of the race, it was colder than Dublin, and it was raining and wind, so it was just like home, so it wasn't too bad.
Well, that was okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's better to be running in the rain, I think, than in the sun, so it was like home.
Nobody can tell if you're crying in the rain.
And what got you interested in doing this in the beginning?
I got talked into doing an endurance event called the Wicklow 200, and... It was the fourth day, and I killed myself on the fourth day. So I went back to the following year to make sure I do it better. And then I eventually got into the running and then the swimming as well. So then it just snowballs from there.
And have you always been kind of into sport with, since you've been a young age?
Not really. At a young age, I was. I say early 20s, I was more interested in going out with my friends and all that.
Yeah.
So that just took a backseat. But it was one night on the beer I was asked to do the Wicklow 200. Okay. And it just snowballed from there then.
It's great. It's great what you're doing. So you're looking for about 10 people to sign up. How many have you got already?
We've had about 10 people already. I think we've had 5 people so far complete.
All right.
And we've got well, just this year now, and we've got a few more to go now with the races around Ireland and Europe. So as many people as they want, they can. And if you go click onto our Facebook page on the Marathon Man to Ironman Challenge, we have actually a donations page there, so you can. There's a link there where you can click into.
Yeah.
And then you can, if you feel like you want to help us out and help Make-A-Wish out, then you can drop a donation there.
And it's a great organisation, Make-A-Wish. Like, they grant the wishes of children, don't they, aged between 3 and 17,
yeah, living 3 and with, 17, yeah, they're great to work with as well.
Yeah, life-threatening medical conditions. So great, they are. Yeah. I've done a few interviews with them over the years. And listen, all the money you raise go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, I did every single penny. And I'd say they've been great all the way through. Even Mary now, she makes sure everything's sent out from Make-A-Wish, and she looks after us really well.
So when do they have when is the closing date for to sign up for this?
Well, till the end of the year basically. Like, I think the last race we have this year is the Dublin Marathon, and I'm sure there's a couple of half marathons after that. So if you have a race and it takes your fancy, using us to join the Marathon Man to Ironman Challenge, just get in contact through the Facebook page, and we'd be happy to join. Happy for you to join our team then.
So there's a few different events you can take part in.
Once it's a half marathon or a full marathon or a half Ironman event or a full Ironman event, you can use that then.
But just to make sure, get yourself checked out before you take on
anything.
That's
the main thing, yeah.
So they go on your Facebook, Marathon Man to Ironman Stephen, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one, yep.
Great, and all donations go to Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's it, yeah.
Well, listen, thanks a million, Stephen, for talking to us, and maybe you'll come on and let us know how it's going throughout the year, how your challenge, especially the one that's coming up in September.
Oh, I will, yeah. That's if I survive it now.
Hopefully you will. You sound very fit. Listen, good luck with that, Stephen, and come
right,
on again
brilliant.
And talk
thanks very much.
All right, no problem. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. See you. Bye. Bye.